Hi, everybody. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie. What's up?
I don't know.
You forget your name?
A little. Just for a second.
You thought because we were doing a part two that we might be attaching this one directly onto part one?
Yeah. So I was like, how do I do this? What do I say?
This is a completely separate episode.
This is...
Welcome to part two of Deathly Dead Dead Trap.
Deathly Dead Death Trap.
Deadliest Death Trap.
The trap that was most deadly.
Correct.
Ist. Yeah. There we go. So we talked already about what happened in the episode, and now it's a new day, and Katie has a lot more energy, and today I feel a little bit tired, so we'll see how it goes.
Switcheroo.
Freaky Friday.
Now you're Eeyore.
I'm Lindsay Lohan, and you're... No.
I'm Jamie Lee Curtis.
Sure. I really like the first one better, the original.
We're both Haley Mills.
That's Parent Trap.
Yeah, Parent Trap. What'd you say?
Freaky Friday.
Oh, Freaky Friday. No, I'm Jodie Foster for sure.
You're Jodie Foster, and I'm the mom who.
Wait, who's the mom? I love the mom. What's that actress?
Barbara Harris, I think.
Yes, Barbara Harris. She's great,
and she gets all sudsy with the putting too much soap in the washing machine, and she skateboards and like flirts with the neighbor son, even though it's totally inappropriate because she's a grown woman. It's awesome.
I want to be Barbara Harris.
No,
I take it back.
Come on.
No, I love her.
Do you want to play lacrosse? Because that's what Jodie Foster does. Foster gets to jet ski. No, wait, jet skis? Which one ends up jet skiing? I can't remember.
Jodie Foster.
Are you sure?
But I do love. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think
but
the I mom do... does it.
Oh, as. No, the mom's terrified because she's in Jodie Foster's body when they're jet skiing.
Right, that's true. Yeah, you're
so
right.
So Jodie Foster's doing it, and but that's maybe... like her thing, but the mom doesn't know how to do it. So it's a thing.
So weird. I don't feel like the mom jumps in to save her and takes over or something. Could I be wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong because then
oh no, they
sit,
switcheroo like, to... when one is driving the car and one is on the jet ski. They switcheroo back. God, that's a good movie.
It is a good movie. I love young Jodie Foster, too. I want a shout out from anyone out there who has ever seen Candleshoe with a Jodie Foster. Yeah, you're making a face, but anyone out there who's seen Candleshoe, let me know. And then second, Barbara Harris, anybody out there who's seen North Avenue Irregulars, let me know.
I've not seen that. I've seen her. She's in, what's it called? Plaza Suite.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember what else. Did you guys know we watch a lot of old movies? Like Katie's watched like every old movie, and I've watched a lot of old movies.
Well, that's all my parents would let me watch. So my mom would record the movies on her VCR, like they'd come on TV or whatever. She'd record them, and we were allowed to watch a subset of movies. But I've seen like Candleshoe and this North Avenue Irregulars were on like the same VCR tape. So I'd watch them. And then there was a few other weird ones. One of Our Dinosaurs Is Missing was one of the movies. I know. They're all really bizarre movies, but they're all like sort of pseudo that time period of Disney when Disney was like. So when you were watching Freaky Friday and like, what's the other? There was one with a cat and Haley
that
Mills,
darn cat
turns into a cat. Right. Those were the popular ones. These are the not popular ones that I loved. And they're weird. They're a little funny. I'm going to try to get North Avenue Irregulars for you, though. It's really good. It's about a bunch of ladies who go to a church and they take down a gambling ring. It's very...
Huh. Sounds like Sister Act. I was watching Sister Act. I was watching Sister Act on rerun all the time. And True Beverly Hills, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And
I've never seen it.
Clue,
yes.
What else? Splash.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Splash like 5,000 times.
So did I.
Love Splash.
Okay, this conversation went on way too long.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move into part two.
Okay.
We're at B-roll Bonanza.
B-roll Bonanza. They put Dennis in a windbreaker out in the very strong wind. I thought he was going to blow over. But I like when he braves the elements. Like, remember he went to Alaska that one time?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I love it. And then there was a photo from a wedding that Brian was at, the pizza guy, and it looked like he had been cut out and pasted into the wedding photo. What?
I totally missed all that. Really
weird. I'm gonna screen grab it. That's all I really had. I didn't have a ton of B-roll bonanza. There were so many pictures from the 70s that were awesome. Bill with the glasses. Were. Lots of stuff like that. There was the Stan Smith American Dad FBI, CIA, whatever guy was. Mm-hmm. He did a lot of driving. He did a lot of walking and talking on his cell phone and sitting outside of courthouses and stuff.
And I would suggest if you want B-roll bonanza, watch the documentary. Watch this four-part documentary, Evil Genius, because that gives you more B-roll than you ever wanted.
More B-roll than you could shake a stick at.
Sort of.
Quote of the week. Let's see.
What you got?
I got the mother of all whodunits, which I think counts as a real whodunit from bingo cards, if you were playing bingo.
Yeah.
When Dennis said that he looked like an extra from the old show Hee Haw, but he was no dumb hayseed.
100%. That was mine.
And then he said, a colorful cast of characters, people on the fringes of society. Let's just call them unconventional. And then something about all the broken toys.
Yes, the broken toys. Yeah. That was one of my titles, though. But yes. Yeah.
So he was great. I can't say anything bad about Dennis. He did say a middle-aged pizza guy with goggly glasses.
They were goggly.
That's kind of offensive. And then Lester got me. I never have a Lester quote, but I was little taken aback. He says, another delivery guy dropped dead. Wait a minute. That's so...
What in the what?
Blunt. Usually he would say something...
Lester would say it a little more poetic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cut to the chase.
Yeah, drop dead. Then we had the bodies piled up like firewood. Yeah. Oh, Dennis.
Oh, boy.
And then a minorish charge of abusing a corpse. Oh, my God. Yeah. Dennis, that was killing me. He was great. He delights me sometimes.
He is delightful.
Precious moments, I had absolutely none. None. No. I mean, the sister, the pizza sister, that was kind of sad.
I had precious moments. Yes, that was that. There are a lot of precious moments in the documentary.
Okay. And
there's a lot. That's very sad.
That's fair. MVP loser, I didn't really do. I felt like everyone was a loser, unfortunately. Like everyone.
The broken toys.
They're all broken toys. They're all, how shall you say, unconventional.
I feel like also there's a lot more to the drugs part of this story. I hate to say that, but all of this kind of smells like drug behavior to me. And the fact that Ken Barnes was known as, I think literally his nickname is Cocaine Ken.
Ugh.
That's, he says in the documentary that he would definitely be dead if he wasn't in prison.
Wow.
He said, I was getting high all day, every day. That's all he did.
Balls to the wall.
Yeah, all day, every day.
But wait,
sad.
Was Bill using drugs? Bill didn't seem to me like a drug user.
See, that's what I don't know if, like...
He just seemed like a narcissist.
I feel like they all went a little mad, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. And because they all sort of... I mean, crack makes you crazy. Yeah. And especially prolonged use of a drug like that. You get, like...
Crack is whack. Your
world changes. And I think that... These two people that had a mental illness then found people whose minds were being made ill by a drug.
That makes sense.
That's what I think we're dealing with here.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Brand's unhappy being on Dateline and are now associated with murder.
Oh, yeah.
The pizza shop.
Yeah, so Mamma Mia Pizzeria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, it didn't look very tasty. But that could have been B-roll from just any pizza, I guess.
Hmm.
They could have shown it in a better light. Who else? The eerie bomb squad.
Sunglass World, for sure.
Where was Sunglass World?
That's the parking lot that he
died the McDonald's? In,
but it's like a giant sign. Also, Sunglass World looks to be about the size of a Big Five. So
how can there be that many? Usually it's Sunglasses Hut.
I want a full rundown on Sunglasses World.
How many do they have? How many styles?
I don't know.
Do people in Erie, is it that bright out?
It was like a superstore. Sunglass Superstore is what it looked like. It was huge.
I thought Erie was not that bright. I'm confused.
What do you mean?
Like outside.
Oh.
Like they have seasons there. It's not like they're in Miami. They have seasons, you know? Yes, so
correct.
Joan Rivers Fashion Police.
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh god.
I have I'll go fast. I have Old White Idiots. I have Bib Overalls.
Well,
got a bad rap. Like, if they already had a bad
rap. I was going to say, do they deserve a good rap?
No. And then I also have Rolla Cola is over.
Poor Rolla Cola. Is it still sold in stores there? If anyone is from Pennsylvania, they could let us know.
Can you tell me why I wrote Thusly Abbey?
What?
Thusly Abbey.
Thusly Abbey.
What is that? Why did I write that?
Probably something Dennis said that made no sense.
Okay. I wrote it.
Thusly Abbey. Joan Rivers Fashion Police. Can we talk about the overalls? Do we think he has one pair that he wears every day or multiple pairs?
Three pairs.
You think three pairs, and how often does he change them? Like, how often does he do laundry?
I would say it's like one pair for like 5 days.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I don't know. I mean, he is a hoarder. That's also true. By the way, they show Ken Barnes's house in the documentary. He's also a hoarder. We should just skip the alternative titles, hoarders.
Crack is whack and it makes you a hoarder, apparently.
Right. So Ken Barnes's house is horrible. And there's like dogs running around.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's bad.
If you're a hoarder and from Pennsylvania, reach out to us. Give us a call.
Why? Because you want to ask what?
I have questions.
Do you have government cheese?
I have so many questions. Also, no shame to anyone who is on government cheese. I don't think government cheese is still a thing.
I don't think that's a thing.
I mean, it was a thing. I just don't think it is anymore. It could be, but I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Okay.
So can we talk about Kelly's hair, please?
Yes.
It is... I don't...
You were just confused by, here's the deal. You don't bleach your hair. I bleach my hair, so I know exactly what happened to her hair. Kelly's hair is white and also a shocking shade of yellow.
Yes.
That's not like a punk rock yellow like people on Instagram that I see. It's not like that. It's white and yellow where you didn't tone it out to make it not yellow. It's brassy. It's brassy and white.
Yes, but there's also this feathering quality at the top.
There are feathered layers.
So it's just there's a lot going on, and it's big, and it takes up the whole screen.
It's a lot of hair.
And then they zoom in even more, and it's like, wow, wow. And then she's walking by the water or looking out at the water and the B-roll, mm-hmm. and it's just – it doesn't look better outside.
No.
No lighting helps the situation. She looks like an 80s like leather metal.
I think she looks like a woman who's spent a lot of time in prison.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
Okay, but what karaoke song does she sing?
Oh.
I just keep thinking White
Your
Snake.
Your love is like a tidal wave burning out of control. She sings Pat Benatar, right?
Maybe.
You're a heartbreaker, love taker.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I could see that. Also, that's a bad pun for what happened to Brian.
What? Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, sorry.
Oui.
So let's get some titles going that are bad.
Wait, you do not want to hear about the documentary at all, do you?
What do you
want
to say?
Know what I know?
Sure.
I have some info.
Go for it.
I have a guacamole moment.
You got to speak up, girl.
Do you know that he swung his cane like Charlie Chaplin as he walked out of the bank?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, you thought you might like that. Thought you might like that tidbit.
So wait, did he still have the lollipop in his mouth when he was walking out with the cane?
I think so.
Or did he finish it at the bank?
Oh, I didn't see that. I'm sorry, I did not pay that.
Did he crunch it in like three bites? Or did
I honestly
he...
didn't see him. Did you see him eat the lollipop? I saw him take a lollipop. I didn't see him eat it.
Interesting.
But I think that also before we do alternative titles, we got to talk alternative theories, because the biggest thing in this case is whether or not you think Brian knew or not. So my question to you is, do you think that Brian was in on the plan?
Yes.
Why?
Because I think that these criminals have no reason to say that he was at this meeting when mm-hmm. he wasn't. And even the prostitute said she sent him to be part of the plan. But I think he thought the bomb was fake. And I think that's why he was so chill about it.
Okay.
And I also think he wasn't that bright. I think, I mean, even though he liked puzzles and stuff, I think he maybe was doing drugs. Okay. And went along with it. I don't think he was totally innocent, kidnapped. Like, I don't. Is that bad? I don't think he was totally, like, I don't think he knew he was going to be blown up or anything.
You think he thought the bomb was fake?
Or when he got there, he saw the bomb and he freaked out and he didn't like it and he ran away. But he was so calm with the cops. It was he was so chill.
I don't think he had I think his IQ is question. I think we are in the territory.
But he loved puzzles and scavenger hunts, which makes me think he was smarter.
Okay. I feel like we're in Making a Murderer territory with Brian Wells.
That's possible.
And that's kind of how the landlord speaks of him. It's like, he's very sweet and he'd get excited and do this little dance. She had like, the way that she talked about him is the tone that you would hear sometimes people referring to someone who maybe isn't, you know, the sharpest knife.
So the puzzles he was doing were like those four-piece jigsaw puzzles puppies.
No, it's not that. It's just he wanted to be good at it. That doesn't mean that he didn't try and he liked adventure. It's like more like a different, he's, you know, there's parts of that that he, I don't think it's puzzles like what you're thinking of. I think it's more like word search, maybe.
Oh.
Or, I mean, word searches can be fun, but I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's, I don't, I think that the way that she.
It was a kid's book.
The way that she talked about him doing the scavenger hunt is that he never won.
Oh.
He would do them every week, and one time he got close.
Oh.
But that was, you know, so I don't know. But I mean, the family never said anything like that, so we don't know.
So
I don't want to speak ill.
So he was a pawn in this
game. He was
simple. Yes.
So what happened, so here's the truth. Here's what, I don't know if this is the truth. This is the truth that the documentary gives us is, and they don't give it to us until, of course, the very last episode, because most of it is about the documentary filmmaker's relationship with Marjorie, and she's bananas. So, first of all, the biggest point of contention is what happened when they were at the satellite dishes when Brian came with the pizza.
Right.
And the biggest giveaway in all this is when Ken tells the story, Ken Barnes, he says that Brian was just sitting there. He's like, well, yeah, Brian pulls up and he puts the pizzas on the top of the van and he's just standing there waiting to get paid, and they go around back to get the collar. So the key in that sentence is waiting to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Which means he doesn't know what's going on.
Right.
He thinks he's delivering a pizza.
Right.
So Jessica gives a confession. The prostitute gives a confession, and it's really sad because she's in the back of a car. And like, Jessica and Marjorie were in the same prison at the same time. After Marjorie was convicted, Jessica showed up on a drug charge, and Marjorie like came after her so badly that Jessica had to get a restraining order against Marjorie in prison, which I didn't know you could do.
Really?
But got a restraining order against her and was moved to a different facility. So then when she's out, she decides to talk to the documentary filmmaker because she wants to clear Brian's name. She's literally going to spill her guts.
Mm-hmm.
And so she says, what happened?
Another bad pun for what happened to Brian.
Sorry. It's horrible. This is rough. So they... she goes over to Ken's to get drugs or whatever. And when she goes over there, Marjorie and Bill are there. And she says they're planning a bank robbery. And Ken says, do you know anyone that is sort of basically like a pushover? Do you know anyone that, I don't know another way to put it, like someone simple? that would do this without taking too much, asking too many questions. Mm-hmm. And they said, we'll pay you $5,000. And so she goes and it's really sad. She gets high for 3 days straight and gives them Brian's name. She's like, yeah, I know a guy because he's her regular John.
Yeah.
And so what happens is Ken says, well, can you bring him over one night? Not he never was at the planning meeting. She brought him over so that they would know what he looked like. Like, oh, it's this guy. Like, bring him by so we can recognize him and then get his work schedule for us. She said the night of the planning meeting, he was with her. She said he was with me until 2:30 and he had to work at 4. He didn't go to a planning
But on Dateline, meeting. She said that she wasn't with him the whole time, the whole day.
Right. No, she was not with him from 2:30 to 4. So he could have gone.
Right.
But the fact of the matter that people are – that Ken says that he was waiting for the money, he didn't know. All these people just didn't want to get the death penalty.
Gotcha.
They're automatically up for the death penalty if
– But I don't see the difference, like whether he was in on it or not. He never wanted to be blown up or killed. So no. I don't get why that makes
it
better.
But it would have been his decision to wear the bomb.
I don't believe that. I don't – if it was his decision, I don't think he knew it was real. Or I think they forced it on him. So I think there's no scenario in which he willingly puts an active bomb on him.
No. So you do think that he – so you don't think he was in on it.
I think he knew there was a scheme going on, but he didn't know that the bomb was real or didn't know that he was being used as a pawn.
She's saying he didn't know.
I don't understand his calmness unless it is that he was scared they were watching and they would – blow him up if he said anything. I mean, like, I would have crapped my pants on the street. Yeah. And he is like, did you call my boss and tell him I'm gonna be late for work? It's really, and he takes a lollipop.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
So calm.
But Jessica, this is Jessica's story.
Right.
Saying that he's not involved. And then, are you ready?
Yeah.
And I almost just used another bad pun, but for the blank to get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She has a baby that she thinks is Brian Wells.
Oh my God.
There's a bebe.
Wait, when did she have the baby?
Yeah, they're really unclear about that in the documentary, but she's saying it's Brian's.
Brian was for sure her special John.
Absolutely. They spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also,
she feels really bad. She feels like she it was her fault. And she's like, I've done a lot of horrible things. And I'm like, yeah, agreed. Mm-hmm. That's a horrible thing that you did.
But again, I don't know her situation because her dad's phone number is on Brian's list, which is the weirdest thing ever. So her life is not great. I feel bad for her.
No, I think that, yeah, stuff is rough for Jessica. So anyways, that's what I have about the documentary. It's very good. There's also a case file on this. People should listen to that.
Oh. Good. Okay. Yeah. Titles.
Yes.
Mine are not that good. They're mm-hmm. bad. They're not
so good. So are mine. I don't have good ones, actually. And I did kind of try.
Oh.
Sorry.
That's sad. Horrible portrait of a lady.
That's kind of funny.
Because that picture is so bad. The sketch thing. I see it in my dreams when I close my eyes.
I'm really sorry.
Cat on a hot tin, woof.
What?
Because she's so unattractive.
Oh my God, you're so mean.
To Marjorie.
Okay.
I can be mean to Marjorie.
Yes.
Say cheese. I don't know what that.
I had to do it.
I couldn't think of anything else with cheese.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Bravo Bros.
Good job.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the truth?
That was a long way to go for that, but yes.
Because of the lollipop.
Oh, no, I did get it. I think you think that I'm not so bright.
Well, you're not going to like this one. No, I think you're very bright. So you solved us our escape room.
Yeah, we're just going to keep clinging to that like a deflating life raft. Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Let's go.
Oh, I didn't mean to make you sad. An eerie tale, of course. A slice of hell. Don't know.
Because of probably pizza.
Pizza, but probably the only good one I have is King Overall I Survey.
I don't understand. King
Overall I Survey. Overalls. And Bill thought he was like the smartest guy in the room.
So you're okay. Okay.
It seems like Bill would in some way think that he was maybe a reincarnation of Julius Caesar or some sort of nonsense like that.
Yeah, sure. I could see
I
that.
Don't know. It kind of
I think he thinks he's like Da Vinci, but
it worked for me.
I like it. He's the king of all he surveys. Yeah,
yeah.
And he for just freezers filled with bodies and government cheese, as far as the eye can see.
Yes.
All of this is my domain.
I've overall. See, it's good.
It's good. It's funny. I'll take it.
King over all of the horde. Okay. All right, I'm good. I'm done. That's it. All right.
Okay. Are we doing Twitter?
Yes.
Okay. I like not having to rush because we have two episodes. I like this. Okay.
Okay.
So I was asking Sean G which episode this was, and he said, it's the pizza bomb one with the human scarecrow that thinks he's the Riddler. I just thought that summed it up pretty well, basically. He is kind of a human scarecrow.
Aww.
With the overalls.
Oh. I'm sorry. I was not even thinking of him. Sorry.
Yeah. Who thinks he's the Riddler.
Yeah, he really did.
Yeah.
He really did. He thought he was... Oh, God. That's the sad thing about the documentary, too. They have their friends. They have this really good friend of Marjorie and this really good friend of Bill's, both of whom are, like, kind of surprised by the actions of these two people. And I'm like, do you not know your friend?
No, they didn't, clearly. Well, that...
No.
Wait, I'm confused. Who's... The evil genius is supposed to be Marjorie,
Marjorie
right?
is the but, mastermind.
But see, I think it's... Well, it's Bill, too, though, isn't it?
I think it's both of them. I think they just concocted the plan together. I think the scavenger hunt might have been Bill's idea.
Yeah, I think so. That was his grand work that he was going to go out in a blaze of glory. And then... Sorry.
But,
and then...
You can't get away from it.
A blaze
okay,
of
we can't get away.
Pizza. But so, but she came up with the bomb part, maybe. Or
that's what I think.
No,
yeah.
But no, but he made the bomb. Like, he made the whole thing.
But she told him to make the bomb.
Right. So she
but
was,
I think that idea
she was
of
controlling
him walking in.
The puppet master, was controlling the puppet. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. S. Melly. Really, multiple pairs of jean overalls and a pleather jacket plus Marjorie? It's like Dateline produced Death Trap just for Dateline's Fashion Police. Thank you. It is. Sharon Champagne, did the pizza shop close up? Down two drivers.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
what boy. Did they do? You can't hire a temp.
Did anyone Yelp Mamma Mia Pizzeria? Do we
are
know?
Are they still in business?
What are they known for?
Were they a chain and you could have like someone from the next town over come in and fill in for the guys? But who would fill in? The last two pizza drivers got killed. Who would be like, I will apply. I will do that.
They may have changed their name and just moved locations.
I don't know. I think it could be a tourist trap. Like, I really think I would want to go. If I was going to Erie, I would go there.
You would not go to Sunglass World.
I would go to both, probably.
I would go to Sunglass World to see what the heck is going on inside.
I think they're within proximity to each other. I would want to see the towers and the explosion spot and the...
You would?
Yeah, and I want to get to the bottom of where the bomb squad was. Where are their offices? Where
were
you?
You wouldn't be a death tourist. That's not fun.
I wouldn't.
Would you do that?
Maybe. I've never done it before, but it seems kind of fun. Mm-mm. Isn't that all we do here on the show?
I would want to solve the mystery, but I don't know if I'd want to go and see where it happened. But I would want to go to Sunglass World because I need to know.
Also, I just love
pizza. That's a mystery to me.
I just love pizza.
Okay, so we just do, these are things that we'd naturally do that would happen to coincide with where these horrible events had taken place.
You love fashion and I love pizza. So we would go there anyways.
That's horrible.
Sharon.
It's not true.
Anybody else wanting pizza? So a lot of people were craving pizza.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
So that's why I think they're still in business. Because even though you hear about it in the grossest possible way, you go, I could really go for some pizza right now.
It really is shocking. I'm trying to imagine, like, what if we lived in a town like that and something like that happened?
Oh, it's all we would talk about for weeks.
Years. I think years.
Where were you when you heard about the guy that blew up?
Because they had no, it was unsolved. It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't understand how it was unsolved because they had Bill in their sights within days. So it's just shocking.
Because they spent 2 years with valuable evidence sitting in a locked drawer. So,
hi, Kitty. Renee says her hair ombres from yellow to cheese yellow.
That's true.
Do you think it's the government cheese that she's slathering?
I think
she slathers coats.
We go from brie into a sharp cheddar.
There you go.
An aged cheddar.
Yes. Redheaded Scott said, y'all think that's Kelly's real hair color? No, we do not. Transylvania Tam says, yeah, I know that lighting tech was like FML.
Oh, no.
How do I light this chick? I can't. Get Remied says, obviously the 400 pounds of cheese aged far better than Marjorie.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Marjorie really does just...
She looks very scary. Keisler Soze, looks like Marjorie's eyebrows walked off her face in disgust.
Wow.
Yeah.
She also, we didn't get to see a lot of... You got to watch the documentary to see the footage of her. She is abrasive. She is aggressive and mean.
Oh, man.
Like, she sucks the energy out of a room. You're like, oh, something bad.
She looks like the polar opposite of Mickey. You know how like Mickey is crazy,
like,
but
Mickey's
exudes
evil
this
twin.
Warmth, you know? Like, yes. Mickey looks fun and crazy, and then there's the doppelganger dark-sided who is Marjorie.
You solved it. That is it. She is the evil Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
The truly evil Mickey, because Mickey doesn't know what Mickey did was wrong.
No, she's in denial in this ignorance is bliss state all the time.
Right. Her mind Marjorie's is just a liar.
Yeah. And all the evil. Marjorie is like she sold her soul to the devil at a young age, and there's a portrait of her in the attic that keeps getting uglier and uglier and more haggard
and
cheesier with the government cheese. There's stacks of cheese and the Dorian Gray's in her poster up there. And it just reflects what is happening to her soul on the inside. Bumblebeeb says, goggling glasses, that's not nice or even a thing. That's not.
I totally got you, Dennis.
We got you.
Also, Dennis is enough. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. CB from PA, I don't think they believed the bomb was real, and that blew up in their face.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they said it.
Yeah. So she or he is saying within her pun that they kind of maybe didn't take it as seriously because they figured it was all a hoax.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Dateline Dogs said, what flavor lollipop, though? What do we think? What kind of – he seems like a strawberry man? No, he seems something weird, like lime.
There's no strawberry lollipops. It's cherry.
There's strawberry.
No, but there's
– there's strawberry – the dum-dums. There's strawberry.
No, but they didn't have dum-dums. They had the cheap, like, that are, you know, 2 cents each.
So what –
because you buy them in the huge boxes.
Okay.
There's only cherry, and it's not really cherry.
I mean, it's so sad to think about, but if it was going to be your last lollipop, wouldn't you want a cherry? Like, I would want a cherry.
No.
That's my
favorite. I would not take a – you never take an unknown red on the off chance that it's cough syrup flavored cherry.
There are not cough flavored syrup lollipops. Like Vicks.
No, but there are – cherry can go very, very wrong very quickly, and it can lean towards cough syrup. So I always steer away if I'm not sure.
That's like, interesting. Ooh. Interesting. I always go for the red. I trust the reds no matter what.
Wow, I do not.
That's like the all red packs of Starburst and stuff. So moving on. A. Goggins Law, he has a prostitute log and a pizza log. Wow, life really comes at you fast.
Oh.
I can't even, like, a lot anymore. Kind of besides the point, but I feel bad for the Mamma Mia's pizza people. Hashtag bad publicity. See, yep. I think I disagree. I really think it boosted their – now, I don't want to read the Yelp reviews, though, because I bet there's a lot of off-color jokes about blowing up because the trolls would do that.
Probably.
What are you
doing?
Let's
find out.
Are you looking right now?
Mm-hmm. Found it.
Is it still there?
Yep, next to the honey baked ham.
Is the sunglasses world still there?
3.5 stars.
3.5 stars. Does it mention the show?
Eight reviews.
8 reviews only?
Mm-hmm.
That can't be the right one then. Because you know people are leaving a lot of Yelp reviews for the Avery's junkyard, you know?
Yeah. So my guess is that this is not the same place.
I don't think it is.
My guess is this is a different one that popped up.
And they chose to keep the same name.
Or no. I mean, there's Mamma Mia pizzerias everywhere.
Yeah, but if you have done your market research on a town and you know what happened there, you would choose a different name. Like if that bar rescue guy came to do like a restaurant, Hell's Kitchen, whatever, he would remake it. Give it a different
Gordon
name.
Gordon Ramsay?
Yeah. I was confusing Gordon Ramsay and the guy with the big eyes that does the bar rescue. Because
John Taffer.
Yeah, he does restaurants too if they serve alcohol. Okay. Lauren. Oh, no, I'm not going to read that one. I'm going to read that one later. John Wayne Gassy.
Wow.
She put 400 pounds of cheese in her attic. Okay, Dateline, don't make me empathize with this serial killer. I think that John Wayne Gassy is working on his night cheese all the time.
Working on a night cheese.
Limey Lizzie, watching last night's Dateline, and this woman who has off several lovers and kept 400 pounds of cheese in her attic has a better sex life than I do.
Wow.
Yeah, how is she getting all these men? Sherry, Bucky.
Magnetic. Magnet.
Yeah, she's magnets. She's magnet. Bucky Eye Girl 25. Attic cheese. Yum. It doesn't sound good. It really sounds bad. Okay.
Would you say that you're addicted to cheese?
Oh my God. Why did you have to do that to Sherry? Sherry. Sherry. You set Katie up for that, and I'm not happy with you right now. I expect an apology. Lauren, I'm the worst at reading Twitter handles. Lauren D. Hen. Who in the world has that much time to create a scavenger hunt all around the city, pick pizza places, ensue victims, and then teach folks about the crime? And then middle as Martha said, and pull down and up overalls every time you have to go to the bathroom.
No, there's a fly on overalls.
Are you sure?
There's a fly. Yeah.
Not positive. For pooping.
Well, yeah, okay, thank you. But for just going to the bathroom, yeah, there's a fly.
Okay, that's true.
Girls. One thing also, real quick, yeah. He did actually leave out part of the schematic for the bomb. Like, you know, he was playing all those, like, mind games.
Yeah.
Like, oh, did you find the suicide note? Yeah. He also left schematics out for the bomb. They found it years later when they were looking at photos.
See, he really wanted to get caught. He wanted them to make a documentary about them. He wanted a book to be written about him and FBI people to study him like they do on Criminal Minds.
And instead, he was the lesser of two crazies.
Right.
So they weren't going to do it.
Oh, man. Okay. So that's all for Twitter. But I have some new things that, since we're having a longer episode, I can talk about for a sec. So Abby on Twitter said she wants more of a follow-up to the questions that we pose in this and when we find out answers online.
I see.
And it would be called maybe DD Interrogation Room.
Okay.
Or something like that. Like we've interrogated the interrogation results.
She wants us to work harder.
She wants us to, yeah. Well, she says we pose interesting questions like Twitter polls and things that we don't know the answers to, and then we find them out, and then we should bring them up.
Like, well, really, that's what you do in show notes.
Yeah. No, so, well, that would be in the next week's, or like after we found it out, we'll put it in that week's.
Okay.
I can't even. Love that name. Says that you can eat potatoes after they've sprouted, but you are supposed to cut off the little sprouts thingies.
So it's like cheese.
Well, like you could cut off the moldy. I would vomit. If there's a tiny bit of mold, the whole thing is gone.
Kimberly's rolling in money and can afford to buy lots of cheese. So she can afford to throw out
a tiny
piece that's molded.
I disproportionately spend my money that I have on cheese. Like I have so little money and I don't spend it like I don't spend money on clothes or jewelry or events or anything. But cheese, I do spend on it. It's really bad. Okay. Mad Dabber says, I dream of Katie hosting a How to Master Accents course for dummies. A lot of people have been talking about your accent work. They think you're very good.
I fooled them all.
They think you're very good.
I learned it all from Jodie Foster in Candleshoe. Go find the movie.
You just have a thing for Jodie Foster because you also love Bugsy Malone.
I love Bugsy Malone is my
all-time
favorite.
Yeah.
All-time.
So Fem says, I had to pause the episode and come here because y'all helped me invent a word. Kimberly says douchey and nonchalant, and my brain went douchalant.
Douchalant.
Okay, back to the ep.
It's really good.
Isn't that good?
I am very excited, and I want a t-shirt. Yes. Let's make that happen.
Douchalant. Barry
Wine. It also sounds like a feminine product.
Well, that is the origin.
Douchalant?
Like a French product?
Yeah, French. But so it's like in cursive.
Yeah.
And it's like light purple. Lavender. Can you see it?
I can see it.
Maybe with like a gold foil. Yeah, overlay. It's good. I got it. I don't know what the product is, but I have the packaging ready for when it's invented.
So many of you know that I got into a bit of a thing with Marcus on Twitter, but he was so nice about it, and we made up, and now we're friends. Marcus from Secret, Small Town Secret, whatever. But and you loved him. Barry Wine said,
I did not love him. I just did not think he was bad.
Yeah. So Barry Wine said, I want to know Katie's thoughts after she rewatches with Kimberly's eyes. Here's what I think happened. She gave him the benefit of the doubt for that dick move marriage ultimatum that Tara gave and falsely accused of murder, and it blinded Katie. Maybe Katie's douche blind? It's good that she has you, Kimberly.
It is good that I have you for many reasons.
Do you think you're douche blind?
No. I know douches.
So I was douche blind.
Also,
in that
let's everyone keep in mind that I mistrust handsome men, and I'm often angry and combative when I meet them.
Yeah.
So, God forbid I ever meet Keith Morrison, I'd probably slap his hand away. He's coming to shake my hand.
We saw
get him out of here
at CrimeCon. You didn't. You just didn't approach him. You were sitting on your hands, so you wouldn't.
No, we
slap
don't
him.
Approach. I'm not approaching. There's no approach to that.
Cindy Boxer said, I used to work at Olive Garden. When someone would order chicken marsala with a salad, I called it chicken marsalad.
Atta girl.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that.
Yeah.
I thought I love that. I knew you would. Okay, well, I'm not going to read my Marcus Harper tweet. He was very nice. Like, he took my ribbing like a champion, I have to say. Someone, Rachel Mastin on our Patreon says,
you know what? Hold on. He better be able to take your ribbing, because the poor fellow was accused of murder, and a lot of people in his small town for years thought he killed his ex-girlfriend.
I have to say, though, even though I have made up with him and his fiance now follows us on Twitter, the majority of our followers seem to agree with me that his demeanor was not the best, but I think it was the editing, perhaps. And he said it was a 2.5-hour interview, and maybe it was edited to make him a little bit more douche.
I'm also going to hold up a mirror right now and tell you that, of course, they're going to agree with you, because I would not want to I don't like to disagree with you, and I'm your best friend. So people on Twitter are not going to want to disagree.
I disagree, because sometimes they do say I was wrong, or that lady said I was a man hater.
Oh, really?
Sorry. She said, I love the show. I love you guys. But Kimberly, you do come off as a man hater sometimes. I think I'm way meaner to girls. I don't understand. Okay.
Maybe you're just hateful. You just hate everyone. You're just
a hateful, bitter person.
You are Bianca Del Rio. And if you watched just this one season of Drag Race, it would just make everything so much better.
Okay. I'll watch it when you watch Buffy.
No, I can't watch Buffy. It's too much pressure.
Hamilton?
Hamilton's fine. I can do Hamilton, but Buffy, I feel like if I miss one thing back in season two, friendship over. Yeah, I do not want to ruin our friendship like that.
No, it's true.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Rachel Mastin, who's a Patreon, said, here's my problem with Payne Lindsay, other than the douchebaggery. And this might be part of your issue, Katie. She said, I had to stop listening because his mind-numbing journalistic style. He would narrate and be like, I thought I'd ask Bob about his Kohl's cash. Then he would ask Bob, so Bob, tell me about the Kohl's cash. Bob would answer, and Payne Lindsay would immediately narrate, so I asked Bob about the Kohl's cash. Did he do that? That's annoying.
That's funny. It's hard for me because I did listen to the entire thing. But I remember that I listened to it for the story.
Yeah.
And then I just sort of be like, okay, it's fine. He's just not my favorite host.
Yeah.
The only time that the sort of douchalance of him came up was the Rebecca, the issue that they talked about on Crime Writers On. That's when I was like, oh, validation. Right. Okay, I'm right about how he acted like just sort of, I don't know. He acted like a tool. He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He just needs to apologize to that.
Oh,
he just,
you know what?
Needs to say sorry.
I totally forgot, but a lot of people wrote to us that we kept saying that the 19-year-old that we know who thought that Pretty Woman and Little Women are the same thing, he's not a millennial. He's a Gen Z.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So
he was a millennial?
I kept saying millennial, and then people were making fun of us.
No,
so,
he's not. He just straight up doesn't know. He doesn't know what the Spice Girls are.
Oh, God. That's, that hurts me.
He is a charming gentleman, though.
Yeah, he's very sweet. Speaking also of the Tara Grinstead, Mad Dabbers 1 says, I was thinking to add to the titles of this episode along the lines of Dukes and Duchesses, because remember there were two Dukes?
I had a Duke title.
Yeah, but it wasn't this one.
It wasn't good.
Dukes and douches. That's good, right?
Well, who's the douche?
Well,
Marcus is not a douche anymore.
Well, so Payne, and we'll pick somebody else. We'll pick the one that looked like Jeff Spicoli. We will pick Payne. There were several. The married police guy who left the business card, who I'm just assuming was a douche.
That's not right.
I don't know what his deal was.
Title?
I'm trying to find it.
I just know it probably wasn't that good. I'm sorry. It was great. I think it was great.
Oh, no, it definitely wasn't good.
Mm.
Where is it? Oh, boy.
Okay. Pam Krusten says, so when Katie says, we brushed on the paintings, was that an intentional pun? Or does she just speak in puns intrinsically now?
What? I said that?
Yes.
Oh.
So does it just happens now?
Just wisdom. Wisdom.
It's muscle memory.
I'm wise now.
No, I don't think puns are wise.
I want to go with wise. I know what you're trying to say, but I would like to go with that. I'm wise in the ways of
the Lord,
like wordplay.
Okay.
Wordplay wisdom.
CL
Katie.
CLM Hester says, I can't wait for Secrets in Canyon Crest about a sailing student.
Oh, I can't wait. When is that? That sounds wonderful.
Vanessa died. Oh, poor Vanessa. That's so sad.
Oh, God.
She agrees with me that when they said in the bottom of the lake that she knew he was older when he got under, when they had sex, she was referring to his, you know, because gravity. And she said, sorry, Katie, but Kimberly is usually right, and this is no exception.
Oh, ouch. You just had to read that to hurt my feelings on air. No, I know you're right.
But I really think that that's what she was referring to.
You're probably right.
You were so innocent and kept saying his chest, like his pecs, where the skin was a little saggy.
Honestly, that's not what I was thinking.
What were you thinking? But that's what you said.
Yeah. I think I was also thinking about hair.
What are you trying to say? Oh, like it was gray?
Yeah, like maybe gray chest hairs.
Oh, you I think still I was thinking aren't about his thinking chest, downstairs.
But I still was not thinking downstairs. But I have not seen a lot of elderly. But he wasn't elderly. He was like 40.
I know.
So I don't know what that looks like as opposed to, what is it? Okay, we gotta stop talking about this. I understand. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
There you go. I concede.
Just to stop the topic. Erica says, this is so cute. I tried to reduce my Patreon amount at my husband's reminder that we have a thing called a budget. But then I told him, I says, if you don't want to end up on Dateline, you best hand over those extra episodes. In reality, I said, please. And he said, the heart wants what the heart wants. And then we listened to the latest episode together.
That's very sweet.
How cute is that? I had
that
to.
That is touching.
It's so cute. Confident Beginner says, what is this childhood you had and now you can't afford cheese?
Yeah, it's really good. I like that. I like the dichotomy, and I don't want to answer that. I don't think you should answer that question. Mysterious.
Say mysterious? Okay. Yes. Okay. I think
there's... Also, you are slightly mysterious.
I think people are thinking I grew up with, like, housekeepers and maids and a boat and... That's not it at all.
That is 100% how it sounds.
It is not that at all.
Okay. That is good that you clarified that because that is what it sounds like to me.
No, this is not like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
That's not, but I have fallen quite far.
Laura, you have not fallen quite far. We've heard from your parents. She's all right. We'll keep her afloat. No one worry.
I'll make do. I'll put air in my tires. Laura Lund says, Kimberly, you said lovers on your bottom of the lake recap. I'll never be the same. Katie, step in and up. She's putting all of the blame and impetus on you.
I see that.
You are responsible for me and the things I say. You need to step in and up.
I think I tried to say something after you said it, and then you kept going, and I let it go because I was being a good friend.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Steph Alita said, who we love, said, you know what I said? Are there any guys who just don't save themselves? You know, like the thing with the lake? Maybe he just might not – he might save himself and not – My brother is a dude who will save himself before others. We call him George Costanza in reference to Seinfeld episode with George and the fire because he shoved my mom out of the way during a kitchen fire.
Wow. What do you mean shoved her out of the way? Saved her?
No. On Seinfeld, George literally pushes an old lady in a walker out of the way so he can get out of the building while it's on fire. So they call her brother George Costanza.
That's horrible.
I know. Barry Wine said, I need to stop Googling based on things that Kimberly and Katie say. I guess just Katie in this case. She Googled toilet seat facial hair.
Yeah, I was dead wrong. It's not the one. It's not closed. It's open.
Well, I just don't think it's a thing because the first result she got was a news article that said beards found to be dirtier than a toilet seat.
Oh, my.
Yeah, which don't Google is disgusting. That's disgusting. But it's all coming around for Katie, and I'll tell you why. Heather Campbell shared a post on, shared a link to an article, PBS article, so you know it's legit. Apparently, chewing ice makes you smarter.
Hey.
It's an evolutionary thing from, like, cavemen or even... It's something about the cold that releases more oxygen to your brain. So they did tests of people who were chewing ice while taking tests, and they performed better than people who weren't. But it is the iron deficiency that makes you want to do it. But then the benefit is that it makes you more oxygen in your brain. And that's why you're so smart.
That makes me very happy. Thank you for that.
It's not that, yeah. Brittany Bick said, I told my boyfriend I'm the Kimberly in the relationship and he's Katie. And now he's listening to an episode with me and nodding, going, yes, I can see that's a true comparison. I have to say happy birthday to Jennifer. It's S. Jennifer S. It's a big birthday. Happy, happy birthday. I'm not going to say what birthday, but it's a big one. And then finally... Maggie,
so it's a decade.
It's a decade. It's a big one.
Good.
She's turning 10 years old. And good. We're...
Don't listen to this show.
She's going... She's starting fifth grade. And we're really happy for her. Maggie says... Maggie is I-M-E-K. I don't know how to say it. Your talk of if you were a Tara or her BFF made me wonder if I'm a Katie or a Kimberly. First, I thought I was Kimberly because I'm judgy and like musical theater. But this episode, Katie's love and makeup and cats is making me think I'm a Katie. Please advise. So I said, Katie also loves musical theater.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And she's just as judgy as me, but she hides it better.
Correct.
And then I said, maybe we should start a BuzzFeed quiz, like pick a Quiznos sandwich and we'll tell you if you're Katie or Kimberly. You
know? I don't think we're that important. They only do that for important people. They're not going to do that for us.
But would you say she sounds, if she's judgy, you like musical theater. People seem to think you don't because of the Hamilton thing. You love music. You love Les Mis.
I do. I just haven't seen Hamilton.
Or listened to the music.
No.
Which is hurtful.
For fear of you being mad at me. That is the only reason that I have.
But you realize the bitterness is just growing the longer you go without knowing what I'm talking
really
about.
But I'm really worried I won't love it. And it really worries me because I know it would be really upsetting for you because you really wanted me to love Wicked too. So I'm trying. But you have to keep in mind I come from this weird
thing. Did you not love Wicked?
I like it. But it's not my all-time favorite. The music was great. It's totally fine. I see why people like it. But
so
I think...
We're not Elphaba and Glinda. That means... And you won't watch Grey's Anatomy, so I can't say to you, you're my person.
I will watch Grey's Anatomy. I just haven't yet.
Maybe you should start Grey's Anatomy. There's a much less pressure. I'm not as obsessed with it. And I stopped watching it a couple years ago. But the first few seasons are amazing. And then you would see that we are Christina and Meredith. You'd like it.
I wrote it down.
Okay, good. She's writing it down.
I wrote it down.
That's really all I have. I know that was a lot, but we did a long two double episodes. So thank you for bearing with us. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a safe Halloween.
Yeah. Hope everyone got lots of candy.
I hope all good things for all of you.
Did you get any candy?
There were some at work. I had two little mini pieces at work, but that's all.
What kind did you have?
I had a Heath, which was very disappointing, and a mini Reese's, which is my favorite. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I saw this article, Reese's, which
make
you
smarter.
Sorry. If they do, I am in Mensa. just like Bill. So they had this machine, a huge, like twice the size of two vending machines, out at Halloween, and you could trade your candy for Reese's. You could put in your bad candy and that's it would awesome. Dispense Reese's. Is that so not get, the like, coolest thing?
That's what you do with your like cough syrup cherry yeah. item. Uh-huh. You're like, bye.
Or those like ones that are like the peanuts, the elephant, you know what I'm talking about? They look like peanuts.
I know what you're talking about.
I hate those.
The circus peanuts.
Circus peanuts. I think that's why I said elephant. Are elephants involved in them at all?
You think like
elephants?
Dumbo.
Elephants like, yeah. eat peanuts.
That's what you're thinking. Of.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I'm thinking.
You don't like those.
I do not like those. Do people actually like those? You like those?
I like those.
Oh my god.
I can't only eat like two at a time, but I like the marshmallow. But you know me, I like that kind of candy. I like yeah. the marshmallow, like ridiculous.
Yeah.
Super sweet candy. I will eat that.
That's sad. You need to like yourself more, girl.
I know. Well, girl. Hold on. Wait. I got one for that.
We have some notes that we're going to put up on Patreon. Katie found these weird notes that she made for herself.
But I don't know when I made them.
She doesn't
them.
Know when so, or why, and they're really
I have no
weird.
Memory of making them, and they're on these weird little cat post-its that all have cat faces on them. But I labeled the cats, so they all have little character traits. I gave them all
Maybe this character has to traits. Do with, like, when you loved paper dolls as a child.
Oh, I don't know, but I think
spent many hours on your paper dolls.
Why don't you put that up on Patreon? I have the paper dolls.
Let's do it.
I have them here in a Snoopy suitcase. You can unzip it and
also,
go for it.
I think we need to start doing puppet reenactments because you have good puppet skills.
I do. I like the puppets. You have good puppet skills too.
No, I don't. But you can make stuffed animals look like they're really talking. They develop a personality. They look coquettish.
I'm sounding a little bit, they're usually sleepy or sneezy, but I think that
you
honestly,
are sounding like a crazy lady,
a
yes,
lot like Marjorie.
Sure.
So this is Marjorie M. I think this sounds too much like Marjorie.
I think you look like a little bit of a psycho Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. And
it's fine. Yeah. So that's all we had for you today. The super professional.
Thank you, everybody.
Super profesh podcast. Yep. Thank you. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. We have so much fun. We talk about a lot of stuff and it's just great. Also, if you're a diehard Dateliner or Flistener or Dateline Dame, whatever we're calling ourselves, Sean G runs a private Facebook page called A Double Date with Dateline and they have great conversations and we don't go on there. So you can talk smack about us all day long and we won't yeah. even know. And it'll be amazing.
But very soon you will have not a lot of reason to talk smack.
Why is that? Oh, because
we're gonna have a big announcement.
Oh no, I think it's just it's not our release schedule that they're talking smack about.
Oh,
I think
it's literally
just
our
general selves,
oh,
probably.
Well.
Yeah.
Eeyore.
Okay. Well, bye everyone. We love you all and don't watch alone. My phone is going off. It's sorry.
What is that song?
It's the Community theme song.
Oh boy,
I really like it.
All over the map. Okay.
I know. No, I really like it.
No, I used to love the Perfect Strangers theme song, and so I held up my little tape recorder to the screen, standing tall on the wings of my dreams. Yeah. So I
Valky Bartakamus.
Larry, cousin Larry. And so I held up my little thing to it so that it would record it. And then I would just listen to it in my room.
Do you remember when we were obsessed with the Langoliers and Balky was in it?
I think the Langoliers may have been the reason why this podcast came about.
That might be. Might be my...
Because that was the first full-length thing that you relayed to me the entire plot. Over the space of 2 hours, and I think like you had to go somewhere and I made you come back and keep telling me like I was a baby because I couldn't watch it, and then we rented it, so you told yeah. me the whole thing and then we watched it.
Yeah
that was good times.
I give accurate descriptions, so don't watch it's alone fun. Watch with your 400 pounds of attic cheese.
Oh no, watching your bib overalls.
Oh,
watch, contrary to popular belief, you can go to the bathroom in, just not number two.
Watch with lots of pizza, Mamma Mia's pizza slices. Don't do drugs. Don't do drugs, guys. That's the most important thing.
This is the moral of this tale.
Don't.
Crack is whack.
Yeah. Bye, everybody. We love
you. Bye, everybody.
Yay.